back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode for today, Hans Holbein's Doll Factory Part 4, which first aired on July 1st, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, strange visitor from the destroyed planet Krypton, who has dedicated his existence on Earth to championing the weak and the oppressed. Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. As you remember, Clark Kent and Lois Lane were sent to the manufacturing town of Melville by editor Perry White to investigate a mysterious explosion in Hans Holbein's doll factory. An explosion that took a toll of 13 lives. Kent, as Superman, discovered the cause of the catastrophe and enlisted the aid of the Melville chief of police to bring Holbein and his helper Joe to justice. But the one mistake Superman made was to separate from Lois Lane and the police chief in his search for Holbein. When Superman returned to Holbein's house, he found the chief severely hurt from a blow on the head and Lois Lane missing, together with Holbein and Joe. As our story opens today, editor Perry White, who has come to Melville in response to Clark Kent's urgent call, is seated in the waiting room of the Melville Hospital with Kent, waiting to talk to the chief of police. Listen.
Dr. Parker wanted in surgery. Dr. Parker wanted in
Kent, surgery. I don't understand it. It's like a mad dream, a nightmare. If I'd thought for one moment that you and Lois were going to run into anything like this, I never would have sent you up here. Never.
Oh, it wasn't your fault, Mr. White. Who could have suspected that Holbein was packing a dangerous high explosive inside his dolls?
No, he still can't believe it.
Well, you saw one of the dolls. They were all alike. Each one contained a metal cylinder filled with some new explosive. Why, just a few grains of it almost blew up the police chief's desk.
But, Kent, what was his object? What's his game?
Well, we won't know that until we lay our hands on him. And when we do...
Oh, I don't care about Holbein anymore, Kent. The important thing is to find Lois. Where can she be?
Well, I told you all I know, Mr. White. When I got to Holbein's house after searching for him at the airport where he kept his plane, the chief was stretched out on the floor, half conscious, and Lois was gone.
But she left a message.
Yes, written in lipstick on the table. All it said was, "Am on island."
Yes, yes, you told me that. But it isn't much help. Now, I've studied the map carefully, every inch of it. There isn't an island off this coast, not one, within 1,000 miles of Melville.
The man at the airport said Holbein's ship only had a cruising range of 500. Well, maybe the chief can help us.
I hope so, Kent. Oh, what's keeping that nurse?
Oh, here she comes now.
All right, Mr. White, you can see the chief of police now.
Good. Come on, Kent.
All right.
I certainly hope the chief can give us a clue of some kind. And if he can't...
Here we are. This is his room.
Hello, Kent.
Hello, chief. Well, this is Mr. White, editor of the Daily Planet.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. White.
You had a pretty close call, chief.
Yes, and if Mr. Kent hadn't come when he did, I probably wouldn't have been here to tell the tale.
Well, we only have a few minutes, Chief. Doctor's orders. Perhaps you'd better tell us what happened.
Well, when you left for the Sudbury Airport to try and find Holbein, Miss Lane and I decided to go to Holbein's house on the chance he might be there.
I see.
He was there, wasn't he?
Yes, he and his helper, Joe. I had Holbein covered all right until his helper leaped out of a closet and hit me over the head with the butt of a gun. Then everything went black.
You didn't hear them say anything about going to some island and taking Miss Lane with them?
Not a word, Kent.
Well, tell me this, Chief. What did Holbein do with the dolls he made in his factory?
He shipped them to the city by boat.
By boat?
Yes, he had an old 80-foot commercial fishing boat. Rebuilt it and used it to ship the dolls.
Well, where is the boat, Chief?
Well, the last time I saw it was tied up at its Water Street dock. I think it made a trip A few days before the factory explosion.
Are you sure Holbein shipped the dolls to the city, Chief?
I'm not sure of anything now, Kent. Not after what you discovered. The high explosive inside the dolls.
Could it be possible, Mr. White, that Holbein was taking the dolls to this island Lois mentioned in her message? And not to the city.
What island? There isn't any island.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. White. I've got an idea. Assume Holbein was transporting these deadly dolls to some island off the coast. If he used the rebuilt fishing boat, there's probably a navigation chart aboard.
You mean a chart that will tell us where the island is?
Exactly. Maybe the island's too small to appear on a map.
Hey, Kent may have something there, Mr. White.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's go down and search the boat. Every minute we lose may be a minute of horror for Lois.
You say Holbein's boat is tied up at the foot of Water Street, Chief?
Yes, I think it's called the Agnes Cave.
Well, come along, Kent.
All right.
We'll let you know if anything develops, Chief.
All right, Mr. White. In the meantime, I'll send out a 5-state alarm for Miss Lane. Good luck.
Thanks, Chief.
I certainly hope your idea is good, Kent. Because if it isn't, I won't know where to turn next.
Dr. Henderson reports to Ward 3. Dr. Henderson reports to Ward 3.
Well, there's the dock, Mr. White. And a fishing boat tied up alongside. Must be Holbein's. I guess I'd better park here and we can walk across the street.
Heavy mist over the harbor.
Yes. We're lucky it's dark and misty. All right, this way, Mr. White.
Are you sure that's Holbein's boat, Kent?
Yes. Yes, I can see the name on the bow. Agnes K.
It doesn't look like there's anyone aboard.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Looks like a sturdy boat.
Yeah, it is. Here, climb over the rail, Mr. White. Easy. Yeah. Drop down quietly. There we are. Now to look around. Keep low, Mr. White. I can see a light in one of the cabins under the pilot house.
What'll we do?
You climb back up on the dock and keep a lookout. I'll see who's in that cabin. Here, I'll give you a hand. Yeah. There. That does it. Now call me if anyone comes.
Take care, Kent. Take care.
Mr. White can't see me from the dock, so I think it's time to change to Superman. Whoever's on this boat may be dangerous. There we are. I'll just move along here in the shadows and look through the window. I hope it's Holbein. If it is... No, it isn't Holbein. It's a dark-skinned man. Spaniard or an Italian. Playing solitaire. Wonder whether he'd like company. Well, we'll see. Good evening.
Hey, what do you want here?
Oh, just looking around. You the only one on the boat?
Now, you get out. You get off of this boat.
Put that knife away, my friend. You may cut yourself.
Now, you get out, I say.
Oh, it's fights you want, eh? All right, come and get it. Try this. And this. Now for the finishing touch. Now, let's see what we can find. That safe looks promising. Huh, locked, eh? Well, it won't take long to open. Here goes. That was too easy. Like opening a sardine can. Well, seems to be plenty of stuff inside. Yeah, what's this all rolled up? Why, it's a map. A geodetic chart. Yes, this is it. Just what we need. Now to change back to Clark Kent and call Mr. White.
Mr. White? Mr. White?
Coming, Kent.
Kent, are you in trouble?
No trouble, Mr. White. Come inside here under the light.
Say, what happened to that fellow on the floor?
Oh, he came after me, stumbled, and hit his head. Here, look. Look at this chart.
What does it mean?
See this neck of land running out from the mainland?
Yes, yes, I see it.
Well, it's at least 50 miles long, right out into the ocean.
Still don't understand.
Here, now look. Look close. Way out at the very tip, two penciled lines have been drawn across the land, and it's marked channel. Now, that means someone, maybe Holbein, dug a channel across the neck of land, surrounding the tip completely by water and making it an island. The very island we're looking for.
Kent, I believe you've hit on it.
And I won't waste another minute. I'll go down to the airport, hire a plane, and go after Lois.
Now, hold on, Kent. I'm going with you.
But, Mr. White...
You heard what I said, Kent. I'm going with you. I won't rest easy until I see Lois alive.
Speeding to the airport, Clark Kent and Editor Perry White hire a seaplane and wing out into the fog-bound night. At the same moment, on a tiny man-made island 50 miles out in the ocean, Hans Holbein and his helper Joe listen to a police call on a powerful shortwave radio.
Division 421, calling all Coast Guard stations and police boats, reported missing... Lois Lane, Lane, newspaper reporter, height 5'4", weight 110 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing tweed suit, brown shoes, watch all fishing boats and private planes. I will repeat, Marine Division 421.
I don't like the way things are shaping up, Mr. Holbein.
What do you mean?
That Lane girl. Keeping her here ain't doing us no good. She'll just draw the cops like honey draws flies.
Well, what can we do with her?
Well, a barometer's fallen. That means a storm coming up. The tide's running out. I'm for putting her in a rowboat and letting her go. Out to sea.
Hey, maybe you're right. Get her, Joe.
Come on, sister. You're going for a little ride. Come on.
We've decided not to keep you here any longer, Miss Lane.
That's very sweet of you.
We're letting you go.
Let me go, will you?
Come on, here. Bring her along, Joe.
Stop it. Let me go. I'm telling you. You can't do this.
Never mind. You're going like this.
You can't do this. This is another one of your tricks.
There ain't no trick, girlie. You're just going on a sea voyage.
Here's the rowboat. Get her in.
No, you can't do this.
Come on, get in. Make it fast.
Oh, no.
Take the oars out, Mr. Holbein.
No.
Okay, shove her off.
There she goes. She won't bother us again. Alone in a small open rowboat with a storm brewing on the dark sea, how will Lois Lane keep the tiny craft afloat until help arrives? Is help near at hand, or will Clark Kent and Editor White be unable to find the tiny man-made island in all the far-reaching darkness? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Hans Holbein's Doll Factory Part 5, which first aired on July 3rd, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, courageous visitor from another world, who has come to Earth resolved to dedicate his tremendous strength and unusual powers to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he was piloting a seaplane in company with the planet's editor, Perry White, searching in the storm-swept darkness for a tiny man-made island 50 miles out to sea, the island to which Hans Holbein and his helper, Joe, took Lois Lane, after Superman discovered that the explosion which wrecked Holbein's doll factory was caused by a new high-powered explosive Holbein was packing inside dolls. But unknown to either Kent or Perry White, Lois is no longer on the island. Holbein and Joe have placed her in a small rowboat and set it adrift without oars. Moment by moment, the high wind and fast-ebbing tide are carrying the frail boat further out to sea. All this while, Clark Kent searches for an opening in the low, murky ceiling of the sky. Listen.
Storm's getting worse by the minute. Well, we'll just have to circle for a while. According to that navigation chart we found on Holbein's boat, we should be somewhere over the island.
Kent, do you think Holbein's a foreign agent?
Oh, I don't know what to think, Mr. White. Whatever he is, that accidental explosion in his factory put a crimp in his plans. If that hadn't happened, he might have gone on merrily making dolls, each one of which was a horrible instrument of death.
I don't know, Kent. I'm all confused. But in the meantime, Lois may be in danger of her life, and all because of me.
No, you mustn't think things like that, Mr. White. Won't do any good. Hold on, I think I see an opening in the clouds. Ah, we got through, Mr. White. Ah, there's the ocean, 500 feet below us.
It looks bad, Kent. Rough water. Can you see any land?
No, just water. Wind probably blew us off our course. Here. Let me see that chart again, will you?
Here it is.
Well, according to the chart, the neck of land should be somewhere in this neighborhood, unless my calculations are all wrong. Yeah, I certainly wish we had better weather.
It's fierce, absolutely fierce. Even if we did find the island, Kent, do you think you can land in that running sea?
I can try. We'll circle a bit. Keep your eyes open, Mr. White.
Kent! What's that directly below, on the water?
Good heavens, it's a boat. A small rowboat. And there's someone in it.
Look,
Look, that wave almost swamped it.
I'm going down.
Okay, now, don't be a fool. You can't land here. The plane would float 5 minutes, I see.
We'll have to take our chances. There's a human being in that boat. I can't stand by and see it turn over.
Kent, it's two lives against one.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't risk your life.
Look. Look, Kent. Another wave. Poured right over the boat.
How about it, Mr. White? Shall we take a chance?
I suppose we've got to, Kent. Go ahead.
Oh, I knew you'd say that. All right, sir. Tighten your safety belt. Here we go.
We're down, Kent. You landed beautifully. Now, where's the rowboat? I can't see it.
Oh, neither can I. Not in this pelting rain.
Well, we'd better locate it in a hurry. This plane's pitching and tossing like a bronco. It isn't built to take this kind of a beating. Look out. Here comes a wave.
Oh, boy. Good thing this cabin's waterproof. Now, you just sit tight, Mr. White. I'm going out to look for that rowboat.
Out? Out where?
On the wingtip. Can't see a thing through these windows.
Kent, are you mad? We'll be blown off into the sea.
Now, don't worry about me.
Kent, come back. Come back here.
Now, one thing this driving rain will do is keep Mr. White from seeing me change to Superman.
Now, out of the wingtip to look for that boat. Listen to that wind screech through the struts. Must be gale force. I don't understand anybody being in a rowboat on a night like this. No, can't see it anywhere. I hope we weren't too late. No, there it is. Half swamped. Wallowing. Look at that wave bearing down on it. Mountain high. No time to lose. I'll dive in after it. Oh, that wave capsized the rowboat. I may not be able to find whoever was in it. Not in this sea. Faster. Faster. Here's the boat. There's no sign of a human being. Wait, what's that bobbing up ahead? It's a man. He's sinking. Got him. Good heavens, it's a woman. It's Lois. Lois Lane, half drowned. Calling. Shouting for help. Look, the plane. A wave hit it and turned it over. It's going down. Hold on, Mr. White. Hold on. He hasn't a chance. I can't make much speed with one arm. I must keep Lois's head above water. Mr. White! Mr. White! Oh, the plane sank like a rock. There's nothing but an oily film on the water. Mr. White! Mr. White! Oh, he's gone. Probably went under with the plane. There might be a slim chance of finding him if I dove down, but that would mean leaving Lois to drown. No, I can't take that chance. Got to get her to a doctor before it's too late. Up! Up! And away!
Giant bird, Superman wings for the mainland, the unconscious form of Lois Lane in his arms, leaving behind only a smear of oil to mark the spot where the plane sank to a watery grave. Meanwhile, on the tiny island, Hans Holbein and Joe listen intently for a familiar sound that has come to them over the storm.
I don't hear it no more, Mr. Holbein.
You're sure it was a plane?
Yeah, I couldn't miss it.
The fools. Do they expect to pick us out in this weather? And even if they did, how could they land?
What about when the storm clears and it's daylight?
Well, what about it?
They'll see the shack, that storage house where you keep the dolls. You know, Mr. Holbein, I suppose it's none of my business, but I still don't get the point in loading the island with them powder-filled dolls.
You're being paid and paid well, aren't you? That's enough.
It ain't that, Mr. Holbein. I was just wondering. You've been carting that high-powered stuff over here for almost a year.
And I would have kept carting it. That Peter's numbskull hadn't dropped a lighted match into an open case of dolls and caused the factory to blow up.
I know. But what are you going to do with all this stuff that's here now? Almost a ton of it.
What am I going to do with it? You don't know, eh?
Sell it to the government, maybe?
For money?
No. Money is nothing. Power. Power is the important thing. With this weapon, I will someday rule the universe. Yes, 1 pound of it dropped from a plane will level a great city. I will rule the land and rule the sea.
Yeah, but supposing the cops or the Coast Guard find the stuff here, then what? That plane I heard flying around here wasn't flying around just for the ride. Not in this storm.
Don't worry. Even if they do find us, Not one ounce of my explosives will fall into their hands.
How come?
You see this cabinet built into the wall? I open the door. There now. What's inside, Joe?
It looks like a master switch with a clock attached to it.
You are 100% right, Joe. A master switch with a clock attached to it. Yes, I think I'd better wind the clock. That's better.
What's the switch for, Mr. Holbein?
You are very curious, Joe. But it doesn't matter. I'll tell you what the switch is for. You see, I realize that someday an accident might happen. Like the explosion in a doll factory. An accident that would put the police on my trail. And so I prepared.
Prepared what?
Buried deep in the sand. All over the island are hundreds of pounds of my explosive. Electrical wires lead to this switch. If danger threatens, I set the clock for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, as I please. Throw the switch, and within the time I have chosen, the island will blow up into a million fragments and disappear into the sea.
You mean there'll be nothing but water where the island is now?
I mean just that.
Oh! Oh!
Hey, what was that? Someone's calling for help. Outside, open the door.
Oh!
Come in. Call him out of the water off the beach.
So go get him, but be careful. It may be a trap. Bring him in, Joe.
Lend a hand. The guy's waterlogged.
Yeah. That's it. Now close it off.
He must have fallen off a boat.
Oh, I don't think so. See what he has in his coat pockets.
A lot of wet papers.
Here, let me have them. This is very interesting.
What is it, Mr. Holbein?
This man is Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet.
Hey! That means they're around here someplace. They know where we are.
Stop shaking like that. Tie him up quickly. There's rope in the corner. Now, honey, there's not much time.
What you gonna do?
Oh, never mind. All finished?
Yeah. He won't get loose.
All right. Stand up.
Hey, what you pointing the gun at me for?
Turn around, Joe, and put your hands behind you.
Hey, what's the big idea?
You ask too many questions, Joe. You're too curious. Men who are curious can't be trusted. There. That fixes your wrist. Yes, this rope came in handy.
Hey, you ain't gonna leave me here.
I go down. Down on your stomach.
Hey, don't leave me here, please. Please don't leave me here.
Now, a few turns of the rope around your ankle.
No.
Tighten it up. And we're through.
I didn't mean nothing. Well, you can trust me.
I'll set the clock for 10 minutes. That'll give me enough time to get off in my plane. The wind's down.
No, no. No, not that.
There. There, that does it. Now to throw the switch.
No, please, Mr. Holbein. Don't leave me here. I don't want to die.
Sorry, Joe.
No.
But I can't take any chances.
No.
Goodbye, Joe.
No. Come back. Come back. Come back. Holbein. Come back.
Only 10 short minutes before Hans Holbein's diabolical instrument of destruction blows the tiny island apart and makes it vanish into the sea, taking editor Perry White and Joe with it. What chance of either of them, with Superman speeding in the opposite direction after having snatched Lois Lane from a watery grave? Tune in next time and hear the startling climax of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.